This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Plant poppies in the fall for a pretty display in June. It's crazy to think, but fall is around the corner. There are numerous bulbs to plant in the fall, but I saw some lovely poppies on a recent walk. No phone with me, so no pictures, but it made me think I might like to find some room for them. Once a couple of decades ago, I had a plant that I lovingly tended to, thinking it was a poppy that had migrated from one end of my garden to another. Yeah, it turns out it was a thistle. I promise these poppies aren't thistles. There are lots of types of poppies, some annuals. I'm talking about papaver poppies. Plant them in groups in a sunny, well-drained spot. Poppies also make attractive cut flowers if you sear the ends of freshly cut stems with a match. There are many stunning choices, and I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com. What goes well with them are alliums. Again, look for them on my website. Oriental Pinnacle is an orange-tipped white beauty with that unique poppy center that, when dried, makes a wonderful addition to dried flower arrangements. Plant this with purple allium and you have an eye-popping display. Papaver poppies are perennials in zones 3 through 8. They're not bulbs, but bare root plants. They should be planted with the top of the taproot about 1 to 3 inches below the soil surface. Follow all directions that come with your bare root plant. They'll bloom in late May and June, normally for the upper Midwest, but as I said, I recently saw them in July, so plants will do as they do. After bloom, their foliage goes dormant, so plant them with the idea that you'll want to have something in front to hide the fading foliage, which you can cut down. Put in annuals or later emerging perennials like black-eyed Susans or asters. And find Garden Bite on Facebook. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.